chats with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
The 2019 SLE Rodeo is on its way. The greatest show on dirt, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Join us downtown for the kickoff parade at noon on Thursday. Freestyle bullfights every night, and trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson is back. There's family fun with a stick horse rodeo for kids 8 and under before every performance. And the Western Festival is free to the public on Saturday morning. For ticket and event information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast right on through the weekend. Tonight, some isolated showers are possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58 with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered thunderstorms possible by the afternoon, and then more scattered thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night, and through the overnight hours. We are in a marginal severe weather risk, so we're going to monitor the thunderstorms carefully. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Then on Sunday, the severe weather risk covering central and south Alabama with a high temperature around 76. The pollen count remains high today, tomorrow, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. On this Alexa.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long, rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. I know you can do it because you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Time changes this weekend?
Yes.
I don't know about that. It's happy hour. News Talk 93 Horn of MWACB, the Friday edition. I'm your gracious, occasionally truck-in host, Greg Biddell.
Joey
is here, and so is Rosie.
Woo-hoo.
And here they are.
Jeff.
Please clap.
Well, that's about all I have to say. We spent the morning doing our duly biannual obligation of pounding people over the head with the time change, which is
yes,
an ingrained behavior. We had maybe the most difficult contest we've ever done this morning.
With the Steve Miller tickets?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
He told me about it yesterday. And when he said you're going to play three different Steve Miller songs, about 5 seconds of them, all on top of one another, the first thought in my head was, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, I still have the clip.
Oh,
wow. Now, we're not giving away anything right now.
People got it, though.
It took a while.
Yeah.
But this is actually not three, but four Steve Miller songs playing simultaneously, and the listeners had to figure out which four.
Jet airliner on there.
Pardon my pneumonia. What?
Is Jet airliner on there?
I don't remember.
So you just played it.
You're going to play the songs and not tell us what it was.
I don't remember the first, because we had two pairs. So if you got three, you won the first pair of tickets. And then once we identified three out of the four, whoever figured out the fourth song first won the other pair of tickets and a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Nice.
And I don't remember what they were. That was hours ago. If it had happened in 1974, I could give you the date and time.
It was another universe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it that amazing how we can remember things from the 70s and the 80s? And when you ask what you had for dinner yesterday, you can't remember
It's hardwired in a way. I mean, you probably don't remember what you had in the 70s on, you know, 1977, March 8th. What do you have for dinner?
Her name was Pamela Krause.
Oh, my
God. And I believe it was the Ponderosa.
Which is your mind is like a steel trap.
It was sort of like a
buffet.
Like, yeah, but with you got a steak instead of a steak. It was Golden Corral before its time.
Right.
You're like an elephant.
And not as many items.
I'm like a what?
Elephant.
Special thanks today to Emily Hayes, who Emily did not know the songs that were on the thing, so she was playing along like the listeners and
highly competitive.
She was having so much fun, and you know, Emily reacts, you know, and when she reacts,
she gets happy.
Rich said, because Rich was especially
incorrigible
today, apologize for any garage doors that might have opened.
Now, Emily sent me the good lord. She sent me the four songs that were on top of each other in that clip you played.
You go, Emily.
Oh, Emily sent me the list. All right, let's play it again, and then I'll tell you what the four songs are. All right, you can hear the Joker, especially, but I only played 5 or 6 seconds of the clip. I wasn't going to make it that easy. The Joker, Swingtown, Wild Mountain Honey.
See, I wouldn't know Swingtown and Wild Mountain Honey.
I know Swingtown. I might recognize
like the music. I wouldn't know to name them that.
I don't know where Wild Mountain Honey was a big hit, but
it's a curveball.
I think they were reaching on that one.
Well, a real Steve Miller fan would know the song. So
right, exactly.
If you want a real Steve Miller fan to win the tickets. And Rockin' Me was the fourth. And we're going to have more of these hellish contests next week because I think we have more tickets to give away.
See, Rockin' Me is what threw me off. I thought it was Jet Airliner and they're similar songs.
That's almost every one of the initial group. See, we didn't tell them which ones they got right.
Right.
If you had three, you won. If you had wrong ones, we didn't tell you which ones were wrong.
And you had to keep score and write down everybody's guesses so you would know.
It was,
you got two right, and then the next one got two right and named the same songs as the previous one. You knew which ones they were.
So, I'm going to, I've got something in mind for Monday that's even more complicated and convoluted. So make sure you listen to Three Men and a Lady Monday morning to win tickets. What happened to Greg?
On Monday?
Okay, Greg, the guy that was just on the line, what kind of display of patience is that you're gone already?
Maybe you already said something he was going to say himself.
Oh.
Or maybe I did, maybe Rosie did. And we stole his thunder.
Oh, we didn't mean to do that. Here's your thunder back. So once again, we're looking at a weekend with marginal severe weather risk. I watched some of the coverage of the president's visit.
Yes.
But at no time during the coverage did I see the president.
You didn't?
I saw reporters in damaged areas from the tornado.
There was a great image of him and Melania walking where they now have set up sort of makeshift memorial with the white crosses.
Right. I heard about that, but I did not see that.
Another one where he was hugging, embracing, I think, a gentleman who lost, like, three family members, including
There was one family that lost ten people.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
No. And I have a feeling that ultimately they will upgrade that tornado to a higher category. Because I've seen Category 5 hurricane destruction up close and personal. I have seen the damage from a large tornado that passed just to the south of our house in Chicago. And while even a small tornado can produce violent results with the force it generates, there's violence and then it's like God's hand came down and scraped a swath out of the ground, where the damage just wasn't above the ground. It like went several inches deep. And that was a grinder, that tornado. I mean, it was pulling up, not knocking tree, it was pulling them out by the roots.
Yeah.
That's a lot of power.
A lot of shredded wood when you look at the pictures.
We also, I'm happy to report that we were able in our efforts for Jessica, Rick Waters' daughter, Walker's daughter, to get them spared eviction into a place where he has room, where he can work on his recovery. And I owe that completely to you guys. Thank you. It made in less than a day.
She's precious.
We took yes.
Jessica is just precious.
We took a situation that was dire. I can't imagine. I feel so lucky because, you know, well, I've been through situations like that, but they were self-inflicted. You know, where, hey, this looks like a nice spot to sleep right next to this gas station here in Plantation, Florida. Great place for an overnight nap. But, you know, that was a hand I dealt myself, not one that, where I was a victim, so to speak. So, you completely made a difference, and there may be some other needs there for stuff. I'm going to try and get some information over the weekend. I've had a couple of listeners reach out saying they had extra furniture and things like that. And we'll see what we can do to
see what they need.
Help that process along. Other than that, I while you were out of the room, I made the mistake of looking at Drudge.
Yeah.
Your boy Napolitano, Trump can't survive another bad week like this. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bad week like what? What's he talking about?
I don't know. I have to click.
I think Nancy Pelosi is the one having the bad week. She is Speaker of the House in name only. The crazies have taken that group over.
Yeah, she's trying to get all of her little ducks in a row, and it's not working.
No, because they have put in a very emboldened and protected group of freshmen. I mean, this has got to be... they're getting their version of what rhinos and old my Republicans got when the Tea Party came along and we sent at least a few people in that were ready to shake things up. Now it's happening to them. And in their case, the group that's... I mean, the whole idea of passing a anti-hate bill, on the surface, that's stupid, obscene, a waste of time, because they refuse to single out the congresswoman from Minnesota who is openly anti-Jewish. Because, well, you tell me why that is. That's a joke that... if a Republican had said that, their bags would have been packed and somebody else would be sitting in their seat in Congress today. This whole double standard is, somebody said, a Civil War, not blue and gray so much, is kind of like the one that went on in the 60s. Ding. It is 3:20.
Okay, I'm reading into the Judge Napolitano thing, and here's the opening paragraph.
All right.
In an ideal world, the President of the United States would succeed in negotiating a nuclear arms treaty with a foreign government, and do so with full congressional support. His lawyer would respect the attorney-client privilege and not reveal confidences publicly. Congress would abide the old adage that politics ends where the water's edge begins and lie low when the President is overseas on a delicate mission. The President would not engage in grievous constitutional overreach that provokes a congressional gation. No one in his administration would have a top secret clearance who failed to be truthful to law enforcement and intelligence folks investigating him, and the president would not fear RICO. But we do not live in an ideal world.
Yeah. Interesting, the same congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, trashed Obama today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so apparently she's got strong opinions on everybody. Called him a pretty face who got away with murder. And as much as I want to disagree with this woman because of her virulent anti-Semitism, bringing the Middle East to the United States and fighting the war here, she's absolutely right. That's the illusion that is being created right now, that, oh man, I miss Obama when everybody got along and...
What?
And the media wasn't constantly... And this is working. Sadly, it's working. I don't know what Rachel Maddow is going to do if and when Trump is out of office, because she'll have nothing to say. She'll have nothing to, you know, piss and moan over every night on MSLSD. She's got 4 million viewers. It's like a gathering place for those suffering from TDS. That's kind of frightening, in a way. She's hardly entertained. I don't know what they get out of that show. I really don't. So anyway.
Well, did you see, you know, I think the report came out that the month of September 2018, federal agencies had to start spending the cash they still had so their budgets wouldn't be cut. So the Defense Department led the back, in particular the Pentagon, they shelled out, pun intended, I suppose, I'm just reading from this report, $2.3 million on crab meat. $2.3 million also on lobster tail.
And that's going to protect our country, huh?
They also spent $2.1 million on games.
Lobster tails at ISIS?
Games, toys, and wheeled goods. Another over $400,000 on paint and artist brushes.
To what end?
Well, this is the problem.
To not lose their budget.
It's the same problem in Alabama. These agencies, if they don't spend what they're allotted, it gets cut. So they all go out and they buy stupid stuff they don't need. I've had state employees tell me about the I mean, it's not affecting their job per se, but as citizens, they look at this and say, this is just such unbelievable.
Yeah, it's our money.
So they find ridiculous things to spend money on. And, you know, it's like, okay, you could buy a lot of crab and lobster tails for $2.3 million or $4.6 million put together. But think about, okay, we do Jack Ingram signature used cars. You specialize in cars under $10,000.
Yes.
And that's a great deal for a car that almost everybody needs in modern society.
Yes.
The Pentagon or certain agencies spent $11,816 on a foosball table. One foosball table, not a whole like fleet of them. One foosball table, more expensive than my car. That's unreal.
That is.
Could have gotten two of my car for that.
Yeah, I want to know what that foosball table is like.
I'm telling, can you drive it or live in it?
If you can, then it was worth it. That's pretty cool, actually.
324. When I was driving in, the boulevard going northbound towards Wetumpka was backed up. I did not see a wreck. I can report firsthand, though, right across the street from us.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
In the Sunoco station at Carmichael and, is it Trinity? Is that the boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There were at least four, maybe five Montgomery police trucks, Mars lights on, dealing with something there. I don't know what. I
don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. Maybe we'll find out more later. And again, we're still trying to figure out how to freshen up this Friday thing we do. We still want to play requests.
Yes.
And if you have something you would like to hear that would make your Friday afternoon more enjoyable, feel free at 272-9228.
You have been playing some things you haven't played for a while.
There are so many things in there. There's 10,000 files.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll come across something that... let's play a little game here. Give me a letter between A and Z.
C.
C?
No, let's go with Q. I like Rosie saying Q.
All right, this is, we get it. Oh, it's expired. I can't play it.
Oh, come on.
I
think it through.
Identify this creature. That's from a contest from 5 years ago. It was the mystery sound of the day. What was making that noise?
Sounds like a guy outside taking a shower in the rain.
That was a whale.
Really?
All right, what do you think is making this sound? What do you think that was?
Chew toy?
No. It's not a chew toy. It's a little lion.
Oh, a little lion?
Yeah.
Like a lion kitten?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Duke, Master Thespian, will be with you in a second. Now let's take their calls. I don't know what I'm doing.
But you look good today. That white really, it pops. Makes your perpetually sun-kissed sun, or sun-kissed sun, my God. I don't know what I'm doing. Your skin makes your skin pop. You look good.
Yeah? When Crayola,
well done, Greg.
When Crayola produces a crayon called melanoma, you'll be able to color me in
Stop
your...
Stop it.
A great teaching tool for children.
Yes.
Words have power.
Duke?
Hey, brother, how are you?
How are you?
Can I hear the One Eye, One Eye Love?
Yes.
That's for Gary G.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, y'all have a great weekend. Thank you, brother.
There's a thing going on with this fellow Duke and Gary G.
Yeah, we need to ask Gary about it.
Yeah. Here's Master Thespian has graced us with his presence on the week before spring break.
Hello, everyone. Oh,
hello.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've been looking forward to spring break for a while, and so have my students. You get to that point in the semester where the students are sick of the faculty and the faculty are sick of the students. We just want to get out. So, yeah. Anyway.
So here's a big Warhawk welcome for spring break.
Yep. So if you could you play a bacon sandwich? Do a little Jim Gaffigan bacon bits and then throw in some, rub some bacon on it.
Sure.
That's a great way to start the weekend.
Yes. Bacon is good. It's the perfect food, as Jim Gaffigan says.
Yeah. And you were talking...
Now, what are you going to do, by the way, with your time off on spring break?
Great papers. Great papers and clean the house. We're not going anywhere. I'm going to stay put. Thank you. We're going to take a quick run tomorrow up to Nashville to see my son in a production of Kiss Me, Kate.
Cool.
Up at the Chapman Barn Dinner Theater. And we're heading back. But... yeah, my primary goal is to get caught up on grading and to clean the house. So, that's me.
Sounds like
that's
a winner.
Me. Yeah, gotta whip out the old weed eater and go take care of some weeds.
Well, have all the fun that's possible.
Whack away.
And round up them weeds.
All right, well, I may call in some next week just to say hey. But
feel free.
Big old Warhawk goodbye to you. Here we go.
Yay.
Thank you, Mr. Thespian.
And little Naomi, I assume, wants to hear the bacon song. So I'm thinking rub some bacon on it.
Okay, so that's two. It's all coming up.
Two for bacon.
It's all coming up. We got traffic to check out in just a minute. For men facing divorce action, even under, and I use this term very judiciously, the best of circumstances when two adults decide that we've tried, it's not working out, we have to go our separate ways. You still have two adults who will be looking out for their own best interests at that point. For men here in the River Region or anywhere in the state of Alabama, Delk and Tomlinson are experienced attorneys who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. You can reach out to them at 819-4800. And if you make sure you mention you're a News Talk listener because you get a generous discount on your initial consultation fee. Better than I can describe, if you visit their website, which is divorceformenalabama.com, read the testimonials. And those, more than anything I can ever say, tell you the difference that they've made. Because you need to kind of stay out of the fray and let them put together a deal and deal with all the ugliness that comes in a divorce situation so you can focus on making yourself whole again and coming out on the other side ready to renew your life with all of that behind you. It's really, really important. Take it from one who's made all the mistakes, okay? I am the voice of bad divorce experience. DivorceForMenAlabama.com, 819-4800 for Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Could you say that one more time?
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And this is Sam.
Yes, sir. Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I was just telling Joy. Oh, I'm fantastic. Spent 3 days at the VA. They said I'm okay, so, hey, you know.
Yay.
Yay.
3 days?
No,
you were in the hospital?
I quit breathing there for a little while.
Oh, man. Don't do that. That's very bad for your health.
No, it's just respiratory problem.
And I can relate, man. Did I tell you that I've got pneumonia?
No, I don't think you told anybody that, Greg.
It's truly pathetic.
No, Greg, I think I heard you mention it in the middle of the last week. When you're down, I get to listen to a lot of radio. And I've heard some great programming. But I hope you're doing better.
Yeah, today I found out I have thrush.
Hoo-ah!
That is...
Hoo-ah!
I should probably explain what that is.
Coffee is for closers, Greg.
Babies get it.
What? Thrush?
Thrush. Sure.
Babies get it.
Really?
Yes.
And isn't it common in women?
Yeah.
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 Because of yeast infections.
Don't go there.
Candida.
Or I won't
go
give you
where? I'm just stating facts.
Or I won't give you your dollar for the vending machine.
I don't need no stinking dollar.
Sam, what can we do to make your day better today, huh?
Oh, you were talking about bacon earlier. I love it. I was telling Joy when I was in Montgomery. Mondays is military appreciation. Anybody with any kind of ID, you know, prior service, retired, reserve guard, the casino of a Fiji lunch or the dinner buffet.
Oh, that's nice.
And they have, at the end of the buffet, that deep, deep pan of bacon. And it's absolutely, yeah, man. It's the one that Jim Gaffigan
says should have a rainbow over it.
Yes, sir, and it is. You know, you look through that sneeze guard. It's got a little haze on it. It is a rainbow, a path to that delicious bacon.
Well, as Gavigan says, bacon is the one food that makes other foods better. Who would know about water chestnuts if it wasn't for bacon?
I love that. I love that about bacon bits. The fairy dust of food.
Yes,
fantastic.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your call and thank you for your service to our country. It's 3:33, and knock off the stop breathing stuff. Not good for your health.
Okay.
Man, I feel like the ice cream truck going down the street today.
I'm telling you.
Hey,
you're
guess who?
Away.
Guess who just sent me a text?
Who?
Keith.
Oh, hey, Keith. We love you.
Yeah, we do, Keith. And it's great to hear from you. And yes, of course, I will play the Wiper Blade song. That's the... I think that's also Haywood Banks, if I'm not mistaken. It's good because he sings it and sounds like a singing wiper blade, which is tough to do. Tough to do. So we're good. We got to get a lot of good stuff to finish out the hour here. Yeah, that is Haywood Banks. Jeez. So we could do a twin spin of Haywood Banks with The One I Love and Wiper Blade.
Sounds like a good plan. I just got a call from somebody saying if you want to get rid of thrush, instead of the usual, you know, modern medicinal methods, you could, you know, rinse your mouth out with vinegar.
Dr. Love was talking about that.
Yeah.
Vinegar is great.
Not floor cleaner. Vinegar.
Yes, vinegar.
Keep track of your jugs, kind sir.
Please.
Yeah, by the way, did you read this one?
Yes. I got the copy before it was in the...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Did you read it?
It's great.
I actually have not.
I mean, you had to sit here through the whole story.
I've heard the story.
Yes.
And you know how I appreciate your writing, but no, I mean, come on.
I would read something you wrote.
There's only so much you read it on the air last Friday.
Oh, that's right, didn't I?
Yes.
Wait, did he?
Yes.
I think I did.
He finally did. We prevailed upon him at the very end.
I'm remembering this now, whereas we conspired together and we were successful.
Yes.
Fascism.
I also hear that, like, singing old, you know, like, show tunes will help with thrush. I think you should sing.
How about if I change my name to Thrush Limbaugh?
I don't think so.
Excellent surprise. This is a message for businesses. What if you only needed one company to take on all of your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business. That's the letter C, Spire. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. Learn more at cspire.com. That's CSPIRE.com/business. cspire, customer inspired. Our first look at the roads. Rich's incorrigible forecast for yet another weekend of perhaps a severe weather adventure. And then we got a bunch of requests lined up, but you can, if you're going to be listening for a while this afternoon, call us now at 272-9228 and get in the queue.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
It looks like a bunch of folks are ready to get home and start their weekend. Montgomery Skywatch is seeing a big jump in the traffic on the Boulevard. It's busy between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. Coming on around the Boulevard, Vaughn Road's pretty crowded. And when you get to I-85, it's just a solid jam of traffic all the way from 85 over to the Atlanta Highway. The good news is we've got a speed limit ride on both interstates. 65 and 85 are rolling along just fine this afternoon. If you're headed into Wetumpka, there's a little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light and as you head on up around the casino. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, in the vicinity of Ann Street and Federal Drive, lookout, fire units could still be in that area. They were looking for a structure fire. On down the Atlanta Highway, everything is good until you get to Eastdale Mall, then it's crowded all the way to Taylor Road. Let's be careful this afternoon. Get our weekend started right. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
On Sunday at 2 a.m., daylight saving time begins.
Daylight savings time is set to take place over the weekend.
Daylight saving time was first introduced to the British Parliament in the early 20th century.
I hate changing the clocks.
Daylight savings time?
I will never reset the time on my microwave. It's only 6 months.
Daylight saving time. It's the jet lag without the travel.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. A proposed gas tax increase has cleared its first hurdle in the Alabama legislature and now moves on to the full House. Governor Kay Ivey is proposing a 10 cent a gallon gas tax hike to fund road and bridge construction. The increase will be phased in over 3 years. President Donald Trump will be in Alabama today to survey the extensive storm damage in Lee County. The death toll after Sunday's tornado remains at 23. Stay with Alabama News Network for full coverage of the president's arrival and his time in Beauregard, both on air and online. And Senator Doug Jones was in Lee County yesterday surveying damage. Jones praised the community of volunteers who are leading these efforts so far. As officials are working to get supplies to and from residents in Lee County, they're asking others to avoid traveling through some of the hardest hit areas. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast right out through the weekend. Tonight, some isolated showers are possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58 with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. And then more scattered thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night into the overnight hours. We are in a marginal severe weather risk, so we're going to monitor the thunderstorms carefully. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Then on Sunday, the severe weather risk covering central and south Alabama with a high temperature around 76. The pollen count remains high today, tomorrow, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Salmon has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. And we got a spot for you down here to get some fun times going. We'll cook up fresh seafood. We rent out pontoon boats. We got an RV park under construction. If you ride by and see what's going on every week, it's kind of getting a little more exciting. Sunday afternoon is the excitement. This week, Jeff Jensen's in town. Jeff brings his rockin' blues up here to the Capital Oyster Bar. We love Jeff. He'll get the crowd energized. And let me tell you something we don't talk about. It's my crew in the back. You know, I got a great crew that puts out all that great seafood. Talking about Marsha, you know, she keeps everything running. I got Daryl back here in the back. He's the head man. I got T. Cook, old Twan over here on the grill cooking up those good ribeyes and that amberjack. And then I got Jay over here on the fryer. You want something fried, make him work hard Friday and Saturday night. Dry up those shrimp and scallops and that good old fried fish with something fresh from the Gulf. So y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you. We're having a good time and we miss you.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah, yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
Another song I'll request Friday, 272-922. Take your mind off this.
News. 911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's right.
I have bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
It's the Happy Hour Show.
Yes.
On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV with Greg Rosie and Young Joey.
Young Joey.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you understand this? I don't know how these two cohabitate, but Kellyanne Conway, who I think has been a pretty good, and there's something mystically hot about the woman.
All right.
As a spokesman for Trump, and her husband, who hates him, and says we're on the brink of becoming a banana republic.
Mm-hmm.
How? The only banana republic behavior I see is in one chamber of the House, where they're just
bananas.
I understand bug-eyed Schiff. What is it? There must be a medical explanation for the fact that his eyes always look like two poached eggs, like he just saw a naked woman for the first time or something. He met for 10 hours with Michael Cohen before Cohen did testimony before Congress. Does that strike you as slightly conflicted behavior?
It is unusual because normally both parties meet with the lawyers. Both of the lawyers on both sides. It is not just a one-sided deal.
All of this behavior should be telling American people one thing. George Carlin was right. The people that really own this country did not get their way in this last election, and they are going to extreme and desperate measures to undo it. And now the popular vote bill, oh, God. And what's this I see today? So I should stay away from Drudge because I'm going to have a frickin' heart attack. House votes in favor of illegal immigrant voting. Because that's the only way they'll survive. They've blown off just in this week. David Blackman did a great blog on it. The various groups of people that they've just said F you to. We don't care. We're going to turn to these people instead. Bruce from Titus.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I don't know whether you have been talking on your show or not about the gas tax that our fine governor decided she would see if she could get passed.
We have. Now, I've not given it the attention and detail that shows like News and Views and Dan Morris do, because they are far better versed and prepared to get into the details and political mechanisms behind that. What would you like to say? You're welcome to talk.
Well, you know, I work with an air conditioning company of about 10 employees, and we've all been talking about it. And we're in the process of calling our state state senators and representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, that man, look, that's totally unfair to the public. They're already getting gas tax off of it for the state as it is now. They don't need another 10 cents phased in over the next 3 years.
I heard Barron say that they've got it set up so that it would automatically add a penny every year.
Exactly. And I mean, once they put the gas tax on, it's never going to come off. Alabama is one of the most greedy states I've ever lived in. And it's totally unfair to people to raise the gas tax 10 more cents. They're already getting money now. They don't need it. They're squandering the money.
It's, pardon my French here, but having been around now for almost 14 years and seen some of the people I really respected leave our state government, it's become one big circle jerk here in Montgomery.
It really has. And you know what really teased me off about the whole situation is that the public's not going to even have a vote in the matter. Our elected...
Well, they know they won't because they know we would not vote for a gas tax.
Exactly. So they're going to pull it right out from under us, no vote, and they're going to pass it. And I think it is just, it's terrible. It's just terrible.
Well, and, you know, you with a company and a fleet of vehicles, that's going to have serious impact on your expenses. You'll have to raise your prices and charge your customers more.
Exactly.
I appreciate your pain, man. I just don't know what we can do about it except raise
hell. Well, we're going to have to raise hell to these people that we have elected. Look, man, I'll be honest with you. I thought getting Republicans into our state government was a good thing.
So did I.
I'm beginning to have my doubts.
Hey, look, I thought, you know, when the Tea Party came along and we sent people who were committed to restoring us to a constitutional republic went to Washington, that there would be a sea change in the way business is done in D.C. Well, we got them there. We got them their majorities, and we even got them a president. And what did they do? The same thing they're doing up the street here. Spanking their monkeys.
Exactly.
Bruce, I got to run. I appreciate the call. And Chris.
Hey, Eric. I can't remember the name of the one I want to request, but I remember at the end of it, he says, throw up your window and put your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Okay. Oh, that's from...
I've heard that one.
I think we have that,
don't we? I haven't heard that one in a while. And
yes.
I'd also like to comment, well, this is on the tornado. I'm getting my first home, manufactured home, and I'm in the process of it. Anyway, I want a tornado shelter, but coming up with another $5,000 or $6,000 is pretty hard to do. We ought to have a program or something where you get little communities where you can get a community shelter or something like that.
Here's the thing with tornadoes as opposed to hurricanes, where you know 2 or 3 days ahead that you might be in the crosshairs. The tornado warnings come out if they had, like, community shelters. And I think the idea is interesting. It should be looked into, especially when you have as many trailer communities as you do here in Alabama. There's big trailer communities in every one of the 57 states. But since we are in a tornado-prone area, that would be interesting. The problem is, if the sirens go off, is there enough time to get to a central location for a group of people? But it's an interesting point. I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Now, I found that he's talking about the network, the Peter Finch rant. In fact, that's the actor that just died not too long ago.
I believe so, yeah.
And I'm embarrassed that I can't remember his name. The guy was in Big Fish, too. Howard Beale. Howard Beale was the character. Peter Finch was the actor. Good Lord. I'm on numerous medications. So maybe my neuroreceptors aren't functioning all that well. All right, so what we did, since we took the calls, where we had to move our Haywood Banks double feature to the next hour, and Brad McDonald's going to join us right after 4 o'clock as well, so we can get an update on money. It's been a rough week, to say the least. 356, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company we're so proud to have as a supporter of free speech and talk radio, because many of the people who have defended that precious right and all the others we enjoy in this country served us, have come back maimed, wounded, with loss of mobility, limb. You know, they paid a serious, serious price. Gulf States Mobility here is the company that steps into those situations and begins the process of restoring choices to whatever extent is possible. It is literally an inventive workshop there at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, because there can't be a one-size-fits-all approach to helping people restore choices to their lives. But technology has been put to work. For example, some who in a previous era would be totally dependent because they would not be able to drive now can, thanks to voice command technology vehicles that they have on friendly long-term loan arrangements at Gulf States Mobility. And the MV1 for people who are wheelchair bound but can drive, to vehicles that are easily boarded and easy to get into the seat. It just breaks your heart when you see somebody struggling, trying to get a wheelchair into a car, then get into the seat. They don't want you to feel sorry for them, but it's nice to know that there are advances being made that will make that step, that process, just a bit easier. So we're proud to have them. Just in appreciation of your own ability and freedom of choice to go where you want to go, when you want to go, I urge you to look them up on Facebook and like them to say thanks for the great work they do, for the great people they serve. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania, and it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
Make a difference in the life of a homeless pet. Adopt your next pet for the Humane Society of Elmore County. Plan now to attend the 9th annual Getting Down with the Dogs Drawdown, Friday, March 15th, 7 p.m. at the Wind Creek Entertainment Center. Only 312 tickets will be sold, with a chance to win $10,000. Ticket purchase includes a buffet dinner for two and a chance to win door prizes. Doors open 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Humane Society of Elmore County, 567-3377. Make a difference in the life of a homeless pet.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limit